Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
These weeks, it fluctuates week to week. I thought that we had a consistent, at least, basis the last couple of weeks. But with the NFL, you never know. And now I've got some teams coming and going of my top five and certainly some changing of the rankings here. I'm going to start us off number five, and maybe they can end up being higher here. But I have them back on my list. Probably should never have taken them off there. I got the Bills back up there. They're one of the best teams in the NFL. We can pick apart their defense and the inconsistencies. Push comes to shove. Buffalo, as we now enter week 10, they're one of the top five teams in the NFL. Other teams may have a better record. They'd be more consistent. I still trust Josh Allen and that Bills team ultimately to be one of the better teams in the NFL. They have cracked my top five once again. They're at number five.
Okay, yeah, I penalized them over time as well, and I think that was being fair to who they are. I have them higher than you, so I'll get to them later. They are on my list. I've got Detroit, number five. Now, I had to drop down a few spots here. That was an odd game there. It was a home game, which you hate to lose there in the division. Obviously, McCarthy played well. And you're thrown for a couple, runner for one. Now, I think, I'm not going to say it's an outlier, because I do think that, you know, Detroit is like everybody pretty much this year, is beatable on some level. But I don't think Detroit's going to have another game this year where they run the ball so poorly. They only average 3 yards a carry, which is one of their real, you know, real assets as a team. So you give the credit to the Vikings for stopping them. I think that's not going to really resurface a whole lot more. So while I was very surprised and disappointed, not enough to get them out of my top five. Detroit's number five.
Yeah, the NFC to me is so weird. And I thought Detroit for a while, I had them number one, then I had them number two. I actually dropped them down to number four. So they're still atop my list, but they are number four. But when you're looking at the NFC, now you've been higher consistently on the Eagles than I have, and maybe that's a bad omission by me not having the Eagles in my top five. The Packers have been in and out. I can't trust them. I'm sorry, you lose at home to the Panthers. I can't put them in my top five. The Bucs, I don't really trust them. Seattle, they've been terrific, but Sam Darnold, can I trust them? Overall, I think the Lions I trust more than almost everybody else in the NFC. In the majority of the year, it's been them over everybody else in the NFC. Right now, I have one team ahead of them, but I have the Lions at number four.
Okay, I'm going to go with Seattle here. You know, I've been very reluctant to buy into them. I wasn't feeling it. Matter of fact, it's a very tough division to read there because the Niners have historically owned that, and the Rams are a pretty interesting team, and Seattle was really up and then down. But I think that Seattle, to me, is kind of real, at least real enough to be on the list. So the number four, Darnold was great. Now, if this is bigger picture in terms of championship, I'm not feeling it. I don't trust Darnold or even like getting to the NFC championship game necessarily. I don't trust him to that extent. But they've got two losses. One was to San Francisco, good team. The other was to Tampa, good team. Both playoff teams. So I've got to show a little love to Seattle. Six up, two down. Darnold was great. They've got some weapons. Good home field, Seattle 4.
I think they've got a shot, and I considered putting them on my list. When I'm doing these rankings, I'm not just reacting to what happens over the course of the last week. I'm trying to project forward by, if I were going to do this in week 18, who would my five best be? And it's been very hard to do that this year because of the fluctuation between these teams week in, week out.
It's been impossible, really.
Yeah, it is. So that's why it's always different. And it seems like we're reacting to each week. But that's one of the reasons why I left Seattle off. Ultimately, I can't get there yet to believe in Darnold. The defense, yes. Darnold's been great. They do have some weapons. So maybe they could be. But the team I trust more than them and more than the Lions and more than anybody in the NFC, that would be the Rams. They've got the head coach. We know he's proven. They've got the quarterback. They've got weapons. They're sound. They got a good defense. They're just a sound, fundamentally sound football team. They've got some quality wins. Give me the Rams as number three. I think right now they are the best team in the NFC. I would trust them to beat anybody else. Now, who the hell knows what'll happen? But I would trust the Rams to beat anybody else, certainly anybody in the NFC West. Seattle will be a tough matchup, and Seattle's been very good on the road. But I would take the Rams, anybody in the NFC South, anybody in the North. The Lions would be my only hesitation, but I still think that overall the Rams are a better team than the Lions and certainly anybody in the NFC.
It's hard not to like the Rams here. The only thing that worries me, not that this even necessarily factors into where we have them rated here, but, you know, are they going to go on the road and win in a cold, nasty climate?
They almost beat Philly last year.
I know they did.
In the snow, they played a clean game.
That was a good game. That was a good game, I know. And that's the game that was in my mind there. And they very easily could have. Now, could they win at Green Bay? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, is Chicago going to mess around and host a game? Probably not, even though they're 5-3. Either way, I'm going to just stick here, a little chalky. I've liked the Eagles more than you have this year, coming off a bye. I'm not going to penalize them there. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they made a pretty shrewd move, getting the defensive end in a trade there for Jalen Phillips. So while we were focused here locally on what the Jets did with Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams, one of the best teams in the NFL, defending champions, got a guy who's going to help their pass rush. And, boy, that's going to play in as we get deeper and colder into the season. So I'm still going to keep the Eagles in the top three. Philly, number three for me.
All right, so you have the Eagles and the Seahawks. I do not. You have the Bills on there? No, right? Okay, oh, man, all right. And you don't have the...
I don't have the Rams.
You don't have the Rams,
I have
okay.
had the Rams a couple times. I don't have them here. I gave Seattle more love.
All right, number two, I'm going with the Chiefs on this list. That's been the same thing. My top two has not changed. Kansas City, even when...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The loss to Buffalo, that's what I'm saying. It's not just reacting to the loss. I still think the Chiefs, you can make an argument when all said and done, they're going to be the top team. They are my number two right now for all the reasons that are obvious. Great coach, the pedigree, the great quarterback, the improved defense. easily can make a case for Kansas City to be number one. Right now, I got one team ahead of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a little prisoner of the moment-ish. But, I mean, you played nine games and you lost four. You know, it's hard for me to keep saying, yeah, the best team in the NFL, which I kind of thought that they still were because they were getting healthier and healthier with their offensive weapons coming back. So I do have to penalize them a little bit. I slide Kansas City in the two spot. I did not like what I saw from Mahomes over the weekend. You know, really one of his worst games ever as a pro. I mean, barely 50% completion. He threw a pick, didn't have a ton of yardage. The defense got sliced up. Over 6 yards a carry, and this is going to be, you know, there. I think it's nine or ten. I think it's ten. 10 straight years Kansas City's won the AFC West. That run is over. I don't think they're going to win this division. So I've got Kansas City. I'm not abandoning hope for them to still win this thing and get to the Super Bowl. But they're a little more fallible, I think, than I thought most of the season. Kansas City, number two.
Curious to see your number one. Last week, I think we both had the Colts up there. You had them higher than I did. I can't put the Colts on there.
Nope.
I think now you're going to start to see maybe the regression. Even if they beat Atlanta, and that game is in wherever, Germany, London, something.
It's in Berlin.
Berlin, yep, there you Germany, go. Okay, yep. Sunday. So I still just don't believe in the Colts. I was barely putting them on there. The Pats, can't put them on there either. Again, as I project forward, doesn't mean that those teams can't do it. Just right now, I'm not seeing it. I will say my number one team has been the Broncos. It's been that way consistently for a while. Maybe not just the number one ranking, but I believe that they had the best defense for a while. I'm going to say that they're the best team overall in the NFL right now. I'm a little nervous about tonight. I think they're vulnerable. Division spot, people overlooking the Raiders. You see Brock Bowers and his reemergence now. Oof. He had a monster
beast
game. Those division, like, so I'm nervous to a point where I'm not picking Denver in my knockout pool. And that might be an obvious pick to some. I think the Raiders are dangerous here tonight, and I think Denver's due for a little bit of a slip-up. But that aside, I think Denver is, to me, the best team in the NFL. Their defense, the head coach, the weapons, the quarterback play, all of it together. The true test will be what they do head-to-head against Kansas City. If they win tonight, even better for me. But I'm expecting maybe a little bit of a setback tonight. But I think Denver's true test will come when they play the Chiefs. I have them at number one.
What's the number on the game tonight? Well, do you have the spread in front of you?
I think last I saw it was it. Six or something. I want
still
to say.
Around six?
Let me pull it up. I could be way off on
all
that.
All right, as you're looking it up, yeah. I got you.
So 8.5.
Oh, wow.
Denver minus 8.5.
I think, yeah. I mean, if you want a little action tonight, I think you got to take the 8.5 rather than lay the 8.5. Meaning, take the
now,
Raiders.
And I'm saying that I wouldn't touch it as a Broncos lover
that's
and
what
supporter.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big number in a division. All right, standalone game. You'd think they'd be fired up hours back. Number one, I know they're not the best team. I'm going to just give the Bills. I am reacting to last week. I really am. You beat Kansas City. Well, I've been sitting here hyping up every single week. I've got to at least reward that mindset here. And by the way, the record's still really good. And they looked really good. 404 yards of offense, a bunch of touchdowns. I thought they had good balance. They ran the ball well, which obviously makes Josh Allen even more dangerous. And he can obviously run himself. Now, they did have an injury. One of their rotational pieces on the defensive line ruptured his Achilles. Bean did not make any trades like some of the other teams. I mentioned Jalen Phillips going to the Eagles. Obviously, the Colts got Gardner. Dallas, even though I don't think Dallas is a playoff team, they got Q Williams. So there was a lot of movement. I would have liked to have seen the Bills do something to bolster their chances here. They elected not to, or maybe they tried and they just couldn't get it done. I don't think that they'll be number one for me for a long time, but based on the Kansas City win and how good they looked in the win, Bills number one.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that.
I know, I'm surprised too.
It's a pretty drastic change to go from not having them to number one, and you left off Indy and New England?
I did not like what I saw from Daniel Jones, and I left off the Pats, yes.
Now, why
I'm giving
Pats
more love to Seattle.
By the way, I think the Pats could get beat this weekend as well. They're taking on the Bucs. I could expect them to maybe have a little bit of a setback. I'm not going to win every game the rest of the way.
No, I mean, listen, this is, I admit, this ties me up in knots mentally because so you're right. The Patriots are not on my list, but I was saying about maybe a month ago, I'm like, hey, maybe the Patriots can mess around and win the division.
I mean, they beat the Bills.
I mean, this is going back about a month or so ago. Now a lot of people are saying, well, the Pats pretty good. I kind of saw that early, but I dropped them off here just because I think Detroit is better. I think Seattle right now is better. I think the Eagles are better. I think Kansas City's better. And I think the Bills, based on beating Kansas City, is better. If the Bills would have beaten the Dolphins or the Jets or the Raiders, no, I would not have had that massive flip there. And I do admit it's probably a bit of either a market correction or an overreaction, but I'm going to ride with the Bills here. I'm going to ride with them for a little time at the top spot. Yes.
Of your five right now,
yep,
as we go into week 10 tonight.
Week 10, jeez.
Which is the most likely, do you think, of your power five right now that will be on the outside looking
Seattle.
Okay.
For me.
I have, I would probably have to say the Lions, which is shocking to me.
I still believe in that.
I don't see any way. I love Denver. You know, I'm fully all in on Denver. You still have not had them crack your top five at all.
I just can't give you that bone. I can't throw you that bone.
I mean, come on,
that's
dude.
my little personal
and
resistance.
Now watch, they get beat tonight, and now I'm going to have to.
Then I'll be justified. Yeah. I told you.
Well, potentially, but
I know they're good. I don't love Bo Nix. That's the problem.
Enough.
I don't love them.
Fair enough. And by the way, you could easily make the argument that of mine, Denver could get knocked down. I don't see that coming. But I don't think the Chiefs are going to get knocked off this list at all. I don't believe the Rams are going to get knocked off this list at all. And I think the Bills are back, probably could argue, should never have been knocked off the list. But they have not looked good for the dominant team that we've seen for a few weeks in a row there. So I don't think the Bills are going anywhere. And if I believe in Denver, then that would leave the Lions the one spot. Like, maybe if I project forward, the Eagles would be that team. I don't think it's going to be Seattle. Baltimore, maybe you can make an outside case for. Mm. I don't think the Pats or the Colts. So there are some candidates now. The Packers.
What about the Bears? Are we just ignoring them?
I think they stink. I think the Giants can beat them this week. Not that I'm going to pick that. But.
Yeah, I got five wins. Mm. So go in descending order real fast. Give me 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 real quick. Yours. Your list there.
Just so
everybody. Yep.
Bills.
Yep.
Lions. Rams. Chiefs. Denver.
No Philly.
Yeah,
so
no
you're
Philly.
Feeling Philly or not feeling them the way I'm not feeling
right.
Denver.
Right.
And I've got Detroit 5, Seattle 4. I've got the champ Eagles 3 coming off the bye. Kansas City 2, Buffalo 1.
We get back to the calls when we come back. Also have to work in the Knicks from last night as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.